Hey guys, welcome to Day by Day Hacks. It's Monday here on Day by Day, so we're talking about tips, tricks, advice on constructing your own quiet time with the Lord. We're here with my good friend Megan Neely, and she's been helping us understand how to use outside resources, devotionals, Valley of Vision prayer book, different things like that. Megan, I want to talk to you this morning about just what does your reading plan look like? You say that you get down in your floor of your bedroom. Do you just throw your Bible down and wherever it opens, that's where you read? What does that look like for you?
Right now, I'm using a plan out of my on my phone. If you don't have the Bible app on your phone, that's also a great resource. Yeah. They have lots of plans, but of course, ask your pastor which ones are good. But right now, I'm following a plan called Same Page Summer.
Okay.
And we're reading through John.
Okay.
But and you can also be on a Facebook group and kind of discuss. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. So the reading plan, the Same Page Summer, is you're reading with a bunch of other people. They're on that same page. Well, so it's kind of a built-in accountability
type of
thing there. What are some other plans that you've used in the past?
I've used just the ones you get at church where you can go through the Bible. I've used just follow different devotion books, their plans.
Yeah.
But I kind of like reading books at a time instead of, you know, just picking scriptures out.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. So you're reading through the book of John now. Is it a certain number of chapters a day? Or
It's a lot of chapters a day. So you can get behind a little bit, but you just can't let that frustrate you and catch up later.
Yeah. Okay. So let's talk about that for just a minute. Because that is one of the things
I
missed this morning or overslept or something like that. So, and that's where a lot of times where Bible reading ends and we go, well, I've ruined the streak. What's that called that the kids do?
A streak.
Streaks.
Yeah. It is called a streak.
Yeah. The streak is ruined. So I give up. And so I'm certain that maybe over the last 8 years, you've missed a day.
For sure.
Right. So what is it that says, what is it about you that says, I'm going to keep going even though I missed the day?
Because I know that it's not that big of a deal. You just have to keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And so we can get caught up in this trap where we, like, if we do a read through the Bible in a year plan, that where we missed 3 days and now the reading is really stacked up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the point is not to necessarily get it done in a year. The point is just to be consistent in God's word. And so, so don't let that frustrate you guys out there. Whenever you're starting your quiet time, if you're just starting out and saying, I'm going to do a consistent time with the Lord, guess what? You're going to miss some days.
For sure.
You're going to fall behind. But just pick up wherever it is you left off and keep going. All right, guys, we'll see you next Monday.